Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
You might want to earmuff the kids for this. It's going to get steamy. But Katie has unlocked a new level in kink. To be fair, it's more of a Zuckerberg unlocking it for her, which is a sentence that makes me gag in the back of my throat. Tell everybody what your new sexual fantasy
is. Okay, let's tone it all the way down, okay? I've not said any of these things. Somehow, men riding horses has hit my TikTok algorithm.
What?
And, like, aggressively riding them, like in some kind of competition where they're going around barrels or something. I guess maybe it's rodeo, but they're not, like, on bulls or whatever. I don't know how this happened to me, but I'm very attracted to it. And now, please keep in mind, this does not mean that I like cowboys, because I don't. I think the whole cowboy thing is super silly. It basically looks like you're wearing a costume. Most of the time that these guys dress like cowboys, they do not work on a farm or anything. Like, you're going, you're purposely buying farm clothes, and then you're wearing that as fashion?
Listen, you're talking to the wrong guy. Every time I go into a sporting goods store just to buy Traeger pellets, I see these cosplayers walking around, and I literally have the thought, like, where is your horse?
Right.
You drove here in a lifted truck that cost $80,000. Anyway, okay.
You live in a track home in West Roosevelt.
Still wearing that cowboy hat indoors, huh? A lot of sun getting in your eyes? All right, anyway, it's like a costume. Well, just admit it's a costume. And if you guys just admit it's a costume,
then we're fine with it. Because imagine if a guy put on, like, a football uniform.
And just walked around. Right.
And we would be like, are you a football player? He'd be like, no.
No. Okay, but you're wearing a helmet, though. Is somebody going to hit you right now? No. No.
So
that's not it.
It is not that. And if a guy is dressed like that, scroll, pass.
Okay, so is it the horse?
I don't know what it is, you guys.
Because if you're just joining us, Katie's TikTok algorithm is forcing her to watch guys aggressively riding horses around barrels, and she's never been more aroused.
I wish you would stop adding to it, okay?
You
keep saying never been more aroused,
right?
Kink. It's okay.
Just so I stand by it.
Okay. I think, and women text in, because I've thought about this. There's got to be some kind of correlation between watching a man aggressively ride a horse and imagining.
Imagining what?
Lovemaking.
You told me to watch what I say? Yeah. I can't say kink. You're verging on sick. You're sexualizing horses.
Maybe it is the horse. I don't know. I don't know. But I need to get myself out of it.
So, okay.
Because this isn't who I want to be.
If I were to read you on paper,
okay,
what you're watching, it sounds downright silly.
What do you mean?
Like, there's a guy.
Yeah.
And he's very serious. And he's wearing a costume.
No, no, these guys are not wearing costumes.
They're not. Oh,
they're just
okay.
T-shirts and jeans.
Okay.
Right?
No, no cowboy boots?
No.
Oh, interesting.
I told you.
Were they in Adidas? What are they wearing on their feet? Flip-flops?
No, like some kind of boot, I guess. But
okay.
I mean, like, the pants are over it. Like,
Okay. They're riding around on a horse, taking it very seriously.
Well, they have to. They have to be serious. It's dangerous. Absolutely.
It's very dangerous.
It is.
And they're making their horse go zigzag all over a dirt arena.
Yeah.
Trying to get around barrels really fast.
Right.
Wow. On paper, that sounds silly. But seeing it, though.
Right.
Because you've showed it to me.
And what did you think?
I think it's still silly.
Oh, really?
I can't figure out who would watch it for entertainment. But that being said, you want to watch it for sexual pornography.
Stop saying that.
Like Katie does.
That's not.
Nightly.
No.
My first thought is, isn't the horse doing like 90% of the work here? What's he even doing?
Try to stay on a horse.
Oh.
Man, I wake up every day and somebody tells me that. Because it's not exactly the physique, because there's good-looking guys everywhere on social media.
Right, it's not
that. You can find a good-looking guy wearing less clothes.
And I have to tell you, I am not somebody that, like, follows people because I think they're hot.
Right.
As you do,
Of pervert. Course I do. Like, every man does.
Okay, well, I don't.
Somebody else says, have you watched guys chopping wood?
Oh,
lumberjacks. I mean, I've seen it. It's not doing
Yeah, Kevin,
much.
You like lumberjacks over there?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy that does it, he's hot, but it's like that doesn't show up in my algorithm because I'll pass.
Okay. All right. Kevin's apparently an expert on this.
Not an expert. I've seen it once or twice on my feed.
Yeah, once or twice. All right. Well, Katie, thank you very much. If men doing rodeo is not in your algorithm, Katie's saying 5 stars would recommend.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call. We are talking to Brittany this morning. Good morning, Brittany.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going fine. So you went on a first date with a guy named Greg. And what did you guys do on this first date?
We had a first date and we made plans for a second date, but that hasn't fallen through as of yet.
Like did you make plans for a second date on the first date?
Yes, we did.
Okay. And how long ago was it?
We went out a couple weeks ago.
Okay. All righty.
Now, whose idea was it to go on a second date?
I felt like it was pretty neutral for both sides.
Okay.
But you didn't pick a specific date or anything?
We definitely talked about last week going out, but that's already passed. So, you know, it just never really happened. And I tried reaching out to make official plans, and this totally got ghosted.
All right. So we have Greg sitting on hold. We're going to talk to him. We're going to find out the truth. Sometimes it's ugly, and you'll be able to hear everything. We'll figure this out. We'll try to negotiate a second date if it makes sense, okay?
Okay, thank you all.
All right, Brittany's now on hold. Here comes Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hey, hello.
It's Gavin and Katie, and you're on the Wake Up Call on the second date update. We just got done talking to Brittany, somebody you went on a first date with and even had plans to go out with again, but nothing has happened. So what's going on? What is the reason?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Brittany's a sweet girl. I had a really nice time with her. I mean, if I'm being honest, like...
Please be
I
honest.
I tried to set up a second... Okay, I mean, I tried to set up a second date with her, and she came back with, like, the request, hey, do you mind if we do dinner before 6 p.m.? And I was kind of surprised she wanted to go out so early in the night, so I said, like, I can probably make that. But do you have like other plans afterwards? Why so early? And she goes, well, that's just when I prefer to eat dinner every night. And I don't know. It kind of gave me the ick, I guess, because
last time.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, who wants to eat dinner before, like, 6 p.m.? Like, that's what my grandparents do. And I don't want to really, like, settle into that old kind of love. It doesn't really match my lifestyle.
Wow. What a projection.
Yeah, jumping ahead here.
Talk about putting the horse before the cart.
Okay, can we get her on the phone?
Brittany, you're back on. Greg's here, too. There's the reason.
Yeah.
You eat too early.
I just like eating early.
When you told him I preferred to eat earlier, I mean, Greg, at any point did you say, like, let's meet in the middle? Or did you, like, you're not even willing to try it? Because, listen, if somebody's saying, let's go to dinner at 8 o'clock,
yeah,
my answer is no.
It's too late.
Way too late. And I don't care if it's a weekend. Late?
Greg, how old are you?
I'm 27.
That eating after 8 p.m. is a 27-year-old thing to do.
Not when I was 27.
You had a baby.
Even if I didn't. I've been an elder my whole life.
When I was in college, I loved eating dinner at like 9 p.m., 10 p.m., but I also didn't go to bed till like 3 a.m. Now I'm a grown-up with a job, albeit this job,
right?
And I gotta go to bed.
It's just, you know what it is for me? And this is why, even like before I had kids, if you have a regular 9-to-5 job, which until I did morning radio, I did, okay? And what do you do by the time, from the time you get off of work, then you've got a couple hours of downtime, then you're gonna ramp yourself back up for a dinner date? Like,
you're just talking about downtime?
Well, kind of. Like, I don't like sitting around waiting for to have to do something.
Brittany, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher. So, I mean, I do have a, like, 8-to-4 schedule in my life. But I have to get up fairly early because I work out before I go to work.
And, Greg, what do you do for a living?
I'm a bartender.
Oh, this is not...
This is I wish we should have just asked that at the beginning.
Right. We should, not going to work out. You are peas and carrots as far as lifestyle goes. Brittany, unless you want a second date. Do you want a second date?
You know, being that this is the reason, I couldn't even get, like, any kind of, hey, just this is the deal. This is why it isn't going to work out. I mean, it goes to show it's immaturity, and I don't want to be with something immature.
Right. I don't know if it, maturity is part of it. It's just
lifestyle, yeah.
All right. Well, Greg, thank you for your honesty. Brittany, sorry we couldn't work this out, but I have a feeling that this is just one of many pitfalls that the two of you would have fallen into as far as how different your lifestyles are. It's a second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It was a close one this morning because I almost couldn't find my lucky pen on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Don't worry, we found it.
I would like to make a plea that Kevin stop side-eyeing me.
Okay.
Because the room was warm earlier, and now it's cold.
It's always been cold.
This room currently is a perfect temperature. Nobody touch the damn thermostat.
It's a little on the chilly side.
I am sick of this.
Okay, I'm freezing.
This is not why people come to the Wake Up Call.
Really?
They come to the Wake Up Call
for hard facts.
For Melody. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are things in Marysville? Good?
Things are good. I just had to chase my daughter's bus down so that she could get home.
I love that.
Wow. I
love that. Did it stop or did it keep going?
Well, I made it to the next stop before it got there, so we were good.
Look at you.
I had to chase it to two different bus stations. Yeah.
Melody had her running shoes on. I love this.
Yes.
All right. Katie's leaving the studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. It's all brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants, and the jackpot is up to $200. Here we go. You ready to play?
Heck yeah.
Right,
I need that.
Question 1. Model Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's ex-wife, is pregnant.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Whose baby is it? Great question. It's that jujitsu instructor guy that she started dating right after she divorced Tom. What was that, Kevin?
T.
Yeah, T.
Oh, my God.
Their divorce was exactly how many years ago? 1, 2, or 3?
Two.
Question two, Colin Farrell once again proves he is an amazing human being as he just ran the last 3 miles of a marathon in Ireland while pushing his old friend in a wheelchair. His friend has a rare condition that makes her immobile, and the marathon was to raise money for people like her. What comic book villain is Colin Farrell currently playing on Max?
Oh my gosh,
Alrighty. Question three. Speaking of comic books, Katherine Hahn got honored by Jennifer Hudson on her show with a plaque for being a first in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's for nudity. In her Disney Plus show, Agatha After All, Hahn recently showed her butt in a scene. Kevin, did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it tasteful?
Yes.
Okay, good. Tasteful nudity, ladies and gentlemen. Agatha After All is a spinoff of what other MCU show?
MCU.
3 seconds.
Law and Order.
Okay, Law and Order. Question four. We are exactly 1 week from the election that will determine the direction of America in a very dramatic fashion, and we're already having violence. Ballot boxes in Democratic areas of Oregon and Washington State have been set on fire, destroying the ballots inside. True or false, in California, you must drop off your mail-in ballot before election day.
True.
Okay. Question five. The Washington Post, like all newspapers, makes an endorsement of presidential candidates, but for the first time in generations, CEO Jeff Bezos stopped it. This outraged staff, triggering resignations, and they lost over 250,000 subscribers. If they had 1,650,000 subscribers before this, how many do they have now?
650?
They had 1,650,000 subscribers before this.
650,000.
That's your answer.
I think so, yeah.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Melody, what school...
Do I get to re-answer the other one?
Do you get to re-answer? No, you don't get to
The one that I passed?
No. No.
Oh, I thought you got to go back to it. Okay.
We've never played the game like that.
What's happening?
She passed on a question and then she wanted to go back to it.
No.
Melody, here's why. Listen, I trust you. But if we did that, that gives people at home plenty of time to Google it.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Or somebody sitting in the car Googling it. All right. That's why I do the 3 second thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Listen.
Gotcha.
I'm not talking about you, but some people are shady.
Yeah.
Okay. She gets it. Let's go.
Melody, you're now on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. As Kevin says, T.
Yeah. Literally.
Giselle Bundchen is pregnant.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yes.
What a word to describe that. Whose baby is it? It's that jujitsu instructor.
See, that is amazing. T.
Oh my God. We are almost exactly to the day how many years removed from their divorce?
Okay.
1, 2, or 3?
2.
That is correct. Yes, just 2 years, almost to the day of their divorce.
Get it.
Question, you get it?
I said she should get it. Like, get it.
Get it. Okay, all right. Question two. Colin Farrell, he is an amazing human being. He just ran the last 3 miles of a marathon in Ireland while pushing his old childhood friend in a wheelchair. His friend has a rare condition that makes her immobile, and the marathon was to raise money for people like her. He seems like one of the best people in the world. He really does. What comic book villain is Colin Farrell currently playing on Max?
Batman
is the hero.
Universe, yeah.
Same universe. He plays the Penguin.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like him at all. He's wearing a fat suit and tons of makeup.
That's not how I want to see him.
It is such a good show. Couldn't recommend it more. Question three. Speaking of comic books.
Great.
Katherine Hahn just got honored on the Jennifer Hudson show with a plaque for being a first in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it was for nudity.
Okay.
In the Disney Plus show, Agatha After All, Hahn recently showed her little butt off.
Okay.
Agatha After All is a spinoff of what MCU show?
Oh God, is it the lady one?
The lady one.
Oh, WandaVision.
Wow.
I wouldn't know that without you guys.
WandaVision was great. I haven't watched Agatha. Is it good, Kevin?
Yeah, so good.
Question four. We're exactly 1 week to the day from the election. Strap in. Ballot boxes in Democratic areas, though, of Oregon and Washington State have been set on fire, destroying the ballots inside. Taste of things to come? I don't know. True or false, in California, you must drop off your mail-in ballot before Election Day.
Well, you could do it on Election Day.
So true or false?
So what's the question?
True or false?
True or false?
In California, you must drop off your mail-in ballot before... Yeah.
Okay.
You can drop off your mail-in ballot on Election Day. Yeah, somebody stole my yard sign out of my yard.
Yeah.
How about that? All right. Question... I'm not triggered.
Okay.
Clearly some people are.
Okay.
Question five. The Washington Post, like all newspapers, make an endorsement for a presidential candidate, but for the first time in generations, CEO Jeff Bezos stopped the Post from doing it. This outraged staff, triggering resignations, and they lost over 250,000 subscriptions.
Okay.
If they had 1,650,000 subscribers.
1,650,000, okay.
Before this, how many do they have now?
Oh, God. Okay. 1,400,000.
Oh, my God.
How does she do it, guys?
By the way, the show is called Agatha All Along. Kevin, you didn't correct me on that. Agatha All Along.
Yeah, Kevin, why didn't you do that?
Agatha After All.
Oh, well, I didn't want to make you look dumb.
Is that it? Is that what it was?
It's Agatha All Along.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Final score. Melody, are you there?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
You got one. Katie got four.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, dang it.
She wiped the floor with you. I wish you could have gone back as well. All right, we're going to have $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Melody, tell us what we got to hear.
I am definitely not smarter than Katie this morning.
Not this morning, but you're faster. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Catching that bus.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And... Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Despite the happy music, the ocean is a cruel mistress.
Yep.
It's murderous. And Katie's scared of it, much like anybody is scared of anything.
Everybody should be scared of it. I'm the reasonable one.
She often combs through the news looking for scary stories about the ocean.
That's not true.
And she found one. And this story is so insane, we had to talk to you about it. Now, there's lots of ways that the ocean can kill you. Drownings, shipwrecks, sharks, jellyfish.
Yeah.
This is an animal I don't think any of us saw coming once we grew past the age of 6 or 7 years old.
Right. This didn't seem like it was a threat anymore.
It couldn't be possible, but it is possible.
A 36-year-old professional surfer named Julia Manfrini. I guess she's also an influencer, too.
Who isn't?
Right. Although now I'm seeing she has 22,000 followers and they're calling that an influencer. Anyways.
Listen, I see people with blue dots on Instagram that have like 500 followers.
Let's not speak ill of the dead.
Oh, she's dead?
Oh, what?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Way to bury the lead.
Yo, sorry. She is dead. She was in Indonesia surfing and she was killed by a swordfish that jumped out of the water and swordfished her into the chest.
Impaled her?
Yeah.
I think when we're all kids and we first learn about a swordfish,
we're like, ooh.
We have two thoughts. One, can I hold it by the tail and use it to fence?
Right.
Okay? And the second is, do they like stab people and fish with that big long nose?
Well, the answer is yes.
They can. But this had to have been an accident.
Of course. No, Gavin, it was planned by the fish.
Well, sometimes great white sharks plan to eat fish and people. It's not an accident. That's a decision that those sharks make.
Okay. No, it was absolutely an accident. It leapt out of the water while she was on her board and just happened to...
Oh, my God. That's some Final Destination stuff right there. It
does not seem real. Listen to me. Stay out of the goddamn ocean. Okay? I don't know why people won't listen to me. We just told a story recently about a Russian man that was stranded in the ocean for, wait for it, 2 months. In a blow-up raft.
That was a terrifying story.
Oh. Right. Okay. 2 months. Every day for 2 months, just out there floating.
Just imagine 2 days. You'd be so bored with no phone.
Yeah.
2 months.
Right. But if you're out there surfing, you know swordfishes. You're at their house.
This would never occur to me. Never in a million years would I think, if I go into the ocean, I'm going to get impaled by a swordfish.
Well, maybe you should.
But now I will.
I mean, if Steve Irwin can get stabbed by a stingray.
It's called a stingray.
Well.
They sting.
Well, he didn't sting him. He put a barb in his heart.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I mean, that stingray was just doing what stingrays do.
And so was the swordfish.
I don't think it was. I don't think a swordfish. Yeah. That's not how swordfishes eat.
Guess what? I've Googled swordfishes. They jump out of the water all the time. I know, but I don't think pictures of them.
But I don't think they jump out of the water with the idea of like javelining themselves.
Again, it was an accident. It didn't see her and think, oh, this is my chance.
Right.
It was just sword fishing around.
Think about how big the ocean is. The surface of the ocean and the odds that that would happen. There's so many zeros in front of that percentage. I can't even tell you what the number is.
Look.
I don't want to.
I don't know what to tell you. These fools are out jumping around.
I love the ocean. I love going to the beach.
Okay, stay on the beach.
I feel like all I should do is just kind of look at it from now on.
I think that's fine.
Yeah. Maybe dip my toe in. I don't know.
When we were in Mexico, we very briefly swam in the ocean. Okay? We had chartered a boat, and they, like, put out a little splash pad thing for us. I am haunted by knowing that I was in the ocean. It keeps me up at night.
Yeah. You and I went snorkeling when we were in Hawaii once.
Yeah.
And I saw a moray eel.
Yes.
That was like a good, I don't know, 20, 25 feet below us. You panicked immediately.
Immediately.
Swam back to the shore as fast as you could. I swam down to look at it.
You're going to get swordfish.
Yeah, you are.
I am.
You're just asking for it.
Uh-huh. What was I thinking?
I don't know. A moray eel. Listen to you.
I know. This is a warning for everybody. Pay attention. Be vigilant. Stay away from the ocean. We got to destroy it.
Okay.
We're trying. Don't worry.
Katie's words, not mine.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. Al, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for chainsaws.
Okay, gotcha. Do you have any idea what kind?
No, I don't. I have a chainsaw now, but I don't like the sound of it.
Okay, gotcha. Do you happen to know if it's maybe like a gas one or is it like a corded?
Well, I think that's a problem. It's electric. I got a lithium battery in mine, so I think maybe that's okay. The problem. I got it right here. Hold on a second. Like, listen to this, okay?
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that.
Would that scare you?
That's okay, you don't have to do that.
Would that scare you? That probably wouldn't scare you. It doesn't scare me.
Yeah, no, I'd be all right. If you're looking for something that's got to have a little bit more, more power to it, you're probably going to want to go with one of the gas ones.
Yeah, but gas is so expensive now.
Okay. The Echo actually makes a brand. It is electric still, but it will have a little bit more power to it if that's what you're kind of looking for.
He said it's Echo. I'm writing this down.
Yep.
What does that one sound like? It doesn't sound like that, does it?
No, it wouldn't.
It sounds like scarier?
It'd be a little bit higher pitch.
Okay, so it's a more intimidating sound.
It's going to be pretty loud. I don't know if you're going to be hearing anyone like yelling at you.
Well, that's what I want. That's what I need it for.
You want to be able to like hear people?
Yeah. So like when I use it, I want to be this. That doesn't scare anybody. But I need something that scares people. It's going to make them scream. But I want to be able to still hear them screaming.
Is it for like a haunted house?
Sure. Something like that.
Okay. Probably still stick with the gas one.
Okay.
What you do is you take off the blades. You still want to be very careful with it. I would highly recommend they actually have plastic covers that you can put over it.
What's the purpose?
Or whatever.
Well, what is the purpose of that?
you know, some 16-year-old kid who's playing the murderer or whatever. It'll just protect him a little bit more.
No, he's not playing the murderer.
Black.
No, he doesn't. That's my role.
Okay. Well, yeah, for yourself as well.
Yeah, okay. But I definitely don't want to do that plastic cover though. That does that come with it, or are you trying to upsell me that? Because I don't want that. I don't want the chain off of it either.
Well, why would you need the chain on it?
Because I want them to know that I mean business.
Well, sir, I would highly recommend you don't take that route. Playing around with like a.
Well, I'm not playing.
A live.
No, I'm not. I'm not playing. No, I'm definitely not playing.
Could you specifically lay out what you're going to be using this instrument for?
Sure. So I'm not going to hurt anybody with it, but I want them to think that I am. But I want to scare these neighborhood punks that have been they come on my property all the time. I've got some land. I'm up here in Auburn, okay? And they come on my land all the time, and they get high, and I'm sick of it. So what I want to do is I want to really scare the hell out of them. When I come at them, though, I'm going to come at them screaming with the chainsaw high above my head, and hopefully that'll chase them off of my property. But I mean, I'm not going to hurt anybody. I also needed to remove a tree trunk.
Sir, what you're talking about is legal.
No, it's not illegal. No, it's just, I'm just scaring kids. That's all I'm doing is scaring them.
Yes, it is threat with a deadly weapon whenever you start using it in that way.
All right, so then what do you recommend that I use to scare them then?
So it's actually interesting. So weed whips are not considered as weapons.
What's a weed whip? Like a weed whacker?
Yeah. It does make a lot of noise.
All right, so can I still like whip it above my head?
Yeah, it's loud.
All right.
It's kind of like a higher pitch.
Okay, I love that. Okay, I'm going to come down there, pick out the loudest, scariest weed whacker that you have, okay? And I'm going to come down there and I'll pick it up from you. What's your name again?
Oh, Al.
Al, that's perfect.
It's the Echo brand again. Like I said, I really like the product.
Fantastic. I'll be down there. I'm going to, if you're not there, that's fine. I'll say Al got me, picked out a weed whacker to scare some kids. They'll know what I'm talking about.
Well, don't say that, but just, you know. Like
well, one more thing, though, before I get going. I just wanted to let you know that none of this is actually real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is a phone scam. It's a prank phone call. Your sister Whitney is the one who told me to do this.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
You love the show Married at First Sight, right?
Love it.
What is it on? Netflix?
No. Might have been TLC. I can't remember.
Okay.
Lifetime, maybe?
Okay. Do you want to know what the rules are to be a contestant on that show?
Very badly.
Okay. I always think this is kind of interesting whenever they do, like, what are the rules for these quote-unquote find love type shows? Number one, these marriages are 100% legally binding in the U.S.
Yes.
Number two, all couples must sign a prenup agreement.
Oh, smart.
Number three, all cast members and wedding attendees must sign an NDA. Okay, contestants can have a reality TV show background. You can have appeared on other reality TV shows. However, the casting department said that if they think, though, that you're just in it to build a reality TV career, they probably will not cast you.
Okay.
They're looking for people who actually want to find love. As ridiculous as that is.
Many of them have stayed married. There is a shocking number that are still married. Some have kids.
What?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
I guess it's a better success rate than The Bachelor.
Well, The Bachelor's, to think people are actually looking for love is so comical.
Here's another one. Contestants are filmed up to 12 hours a day.
Wow.
And they have a daily budget. Unfortunately, that budget is only $150 per day. You are still responsible for your own expenses on that show. Contestants must undergo a psych evaluation and a DNA test.
That's pretty common.
It is?
Yeah.
A psych evaluation?
Yeah.
On a reality show?
I think that that
What are they even screening out?
I think that that is very standard practice.
But what are they screening for? Have you seen some of them? Danielle Staudin flipped the table or whatever her name
was. That was Teresa
Giudice. Teresa Giudice flipped the table.
Okay.
That's not the behavior of somebody that would pass a psych evaluation.
You don't think that a person that has moments where they behave badly, you think that that person cannot pass a psych evaluation? And as I'm asking this, remember, you are somebody that took your arm one time and cleared off somebody's desk right in front of their face because you were so mad at them.
I don't think I'd pass.
Okay, good to know.
Number seven, you cannot have any children.
Okay.
You cannot have any previous marriages.
Really?
We're going over the rules for contestants for Married at First Sight. So if you're interested.
You can't have had any previous marriages?
No previous marriages. It says there they want contestants to have as little strings attached as possible.
Okay.
Number eight, weddings must be small. You cannot have any more than 20 guests
at your wedding. Yeah, the weddings are always very tiny.
Bride and groom do get some control over some elements like flowers, food, music, overall theme. But besides that, though, the producers pretty much get to choose everything else. Another one, contestants cannot work during filming.
Okay, yeah, dope. I swear I've seen people like working from home, but maybe I'm wrong.
It says if you're in a position to step away from your job, you must be in a position to step away from your job, or some have even quit to be on the show. And the last one on here, the show may help cover some divorce costs, but there's no guarantee. You get divorced, that is on you, boo.
Okay.
So, it's 10 rules. So what do you think about that?
I think they're all reasonable.
I think they're pretty reasonable, too.
Yeah.
How does that show work?
So they take psychiatrists and psychologists and they go over what you are looking for in a person and the kind of person that you are.
Okay.
And then there's X number of women, X number of men. And based on the people that audition or whatever for the show, they try to match two people that they think psychologically make sense together.
Uh-huh.
And
is physical attraction part of it at all or no? Not really.
I mean, there are people that will say like, like when they see each other.
Yeah.
So there was one lady that was so distraught by how her groom looked.
Yeah.
I want to say she cried after the wedding. They are still together and they're one of the best couples.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So it's basically like trading spaces, except with human beings. You walk in, eyes closed. Okay, what'd you pick for me,
yeah,
neighbor? This
yes.
is going to be so fun. All right. Now
where's Paige Davis?
Instead of, you know, just like my new kitchen, it's going to be, you know, the person I love and have children with for the rest of my life. But okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh.
Yeah. And sometimes it's that way. There was one guy that like, it turns out he was on the show, but kept his girlfriend the whole time.
What?
And the girlfriend like knew about it and everything. And eventually the therapists like found out and pulled him into a room. And they were like, it's our understanding that you're actually in a relationship with somebody.
Well, hold on though. That wasn't one of the 10 rules. No girlfriends.
Okay. You got me there.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I don't know why anybody thought of this list, but I'm glad that they did. It's foods that are delicious and awesome in small amounts, but disgusting and gross in large amounts.
Love it.
I don't know why they came up with this, but I'm so glad. You're going to be mad at some of the things on this list.
Am I?
Okay. And I'm really mad at number one, but after thinking about it, I'm like, oh, I get it. Okay. I guess I do get it. And I'll admit that.
Okay.
Number one, cheesesteaks. Oh, wait, no. It's cheesecake. Woo, Philadelphia, you're okay, back. You're fine.
Like, how much cheese steak can you even eat?
Number one is cheesecake. It's cheesecake.
Okay, I don't get that one because...
No, you
eat like a slice of cheesecake and then move on.
You don't get to the end of a slice of cheesecake and you're just like... Ugh.
Well, actually...
Right. It's just like it's now it's just sitting in my stomach. And then, God forbid, you get one at the Cheesecake Factory.
It gets kind of sour towards the end.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Here's some other things on there. I don't agree with this one, but I get it. I guess I get it. Is a bowl of breakfast cereal. And I think they're saying that because if you get into it, eventually it's going to just start getting soggy. And that's gross. And I do think that's gross. Number three on this list. So true. Frosting. These are foods that are great in small amounts, but gross in big amounts. Remember when you were a kid and you jockeyed hard for the corner position of the cake?
Okay, so I never did, but I do know like many people that do. And it is like, it's like you win a prize.
Yeah.
If you get that corner piece.
My cousin and I had the same birthday, born on the same day, same year. So we were like, almost like twins, but we were cousins. So we always had birthday parties together. And I remember having passionate fights over who got the rose. And now thinking about eating that much frosting is disgusting. Here's another one. Wasabi.
Yes.
And wasabi to me is like a hotel shower. 1 centimeter the wrong way and it's too much.
Yes.
You know, like, I love wasabi. I love that bite. I love that sting.
I do, too.
But then, man, you just put a little bit too much wasabi in there, and you get that pain in the back of your skull, which, what the hell is that? Like, you know you're not eating a good food for your body when the nerves in your skull start to fry. Candy corn. I love all candy corn.
I knew candy corn was going to be on there. I just knew it.
Yeah. Marshmallows.
Okay.
I agree with that one, too.
What about peanuts?
I'm not seeing peanuts.
Okay.
Not on this list. No.
Because I feel like peanuts are something you have a handful, maybe two.
Really? Pretty much all nuts I'm totally fine with.
Really?
Yeah, I could. I'll eat like a great white shark. My eyes will roll over black, and I'll just eat nuts until, like, they're gone. Whole bag of them.
Not me.
Honey. Totally agree with that one, too. I agree with this whole list, actually. I think you can have way too much honey sometimes.
See, the thing about this list is it seems like you could say anything. Cream cheese.
Well, that's like cheesecake.
Right.
You know, but let's move on to, speaking of cream cheese, something that you're not going to be happy about.
Uh-oh.
Lox. These are a list of foods that are great in small amounts, but gross in large amounts. If you want to add to it, you can text in to 916-909-1065.
Okay, I have to agree with Lox.
Really?
Yeah.
I was worried that you weren't going to.
I have to, because after a while, it's just slimy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of slimy.
Okay.
Another one you're not going to like. Man, you like some slimy stuff. Oysters.
I almost cussed. That is some BS. There aren't enough oysters in this world to send me to the point where I've had too much.
You never get grossed out?
No.
You really?
God, they're so good. Oh, God.
They're gross to look at.
They're gross to look at,
sure. It looks like somebody who's sick spit in a shell.
Yeah.
And that doesn't get to you after a while?
My, like a great white shark, my eyes roll back in the back of my head and I just go for it.
Butter?
I knew butter was going to be on there.
Do you get grossed out with too much butter?
No.
Really?
No, I love butter.
For me, the only time that butter takes a turn is if it gets too, like, I love hot butter, but just like wasabi. You 1 centimeter too much and it burns. That smell gets stuck in my head for days.
The only thing about butter is, oh God, my brain fog is so bad. Sorry.
The old butter fake out again. Sorry, guys. We were all on pins and needles. This is why we're number one, Sacramento.
Oh, I remember what I was going
to say. Because of great teases like, you know, the funny thing about butter. And we're all just hanging out there, just waiting for Kate. Okay. What is the thing about butter? And she goes, it's gone.
COVID got me, guys.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I have a question.
Oh,
okay. Actually, it's a request.
Okay.
All right. So there's a guy named Tucker Carlson. He's a political pundit. He was speaking at a rally. or not a rally, but something, speaking at something where Donald Trump was about to speak. And he went on this, it was very weird, kind of a tirade about how Donald Trump is like Mad Daddy and America's a little girl and Daddy's going to come home and give us a vigorous spanking.
What?
Google it. That's a very accurate representation of it. And then when Donald Trump took the stage, the crowd started chanting, Daddy's home.
Okay.
Okay. Politics aside, that's a pretty great way to have somebody welcome you into the room. And I'm just saying, maybe not every day, but can we do something where when I walk into the studio, can we just say, Daddy's home?
No.
Kevin?
No.
Come on, guys. Come on. I get so little. I get nothing.
Kevin tried to get your attention earlier, and he said, hey, Zaddy, and you didn't even respond.
Because I'm not ready, because I'm not used to this.
Okay.
All right, is it so bad to ask for the Donald Trump treatment?
Okay.
Let me just try it. Let me try going. Okay. Hold on. All right, I'm going to come into the room.
Okay, do we say it together?
You go. Daddy's home.
Oh, we have to chant it. We don't just
say. They chant it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
here we go.
Okay.
Let me give you a countdown.
Okay.
All
right. Three.
No. Okay, ready here. Don't do it.
What the hell, guys? I get nothing in my life.
That was fun.
You know what? Let's do exactly that.
Yeah, let's do it again.
This is an absolute outrage. He seemed like, Donald Trump seemed like he was having the time of his life being welcomed in his daddy's home. Probably because nobody's ever greeted him that way, including his own children.
I was going to say, his own kids have never said, Daddy's home.
God.
They've said, oh, father's finally arrived.
They said, who are you? Okay, so what greeting can you guys give me when I walk into the room?
God. Okay, so, okay, how about this? How about if we wink at you?
Oh.
Kevin, don't spill your water out.
Okay, that's not bad.
Okay.
Can we have some sort of auditory something?
Okay, so you want us to say, okay.
We work in an auditory medium. So a wink, as much as I would love that,
It
doesn't translate
okay,
well.
Okay, what if we catcall you?
Oh.
Love it. Two separate catcalls.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's try this, okay?
Okay,
Okay, that's fun, yeah.
All right, I'm
going to
give you a countdown.
Okay.
Okay. All
right, here we go. Catcalling.
Okay.
Three,
two. Just don't take it.
This is not
okay. Here's what your catcall would sound like. I'd say, "Woo, nice rack."
All right, Kevin, what would you say?
Yeah. I would say, "Oh, those legs are slay."
Is that a catcall? I'll take it. You know what?
I'll take it. I'll do it like they do to me. Hey, baby girl.
Yeah. How about this? Just when I walk in. If you're just joining us, by the way, we're talking about how I would just really like some Donald Trump treatment and have everybody chant Daddy's home when I walk into the room. Is that so much to ask? Apparently it is. How about this? When I come in, just make kissy noises.
Okay.
I walk in, just I want to hear a sea of... Oye, mommy. Oye.
Okay. That I can do.
Yes.
I can do.
You know what? That seems like a very fair compromise.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I'm winded.
Oh, shit. You did have to walk in and out of a door, so
twice.
Right.
But it's worth it though, because now I'm gonna get catcalled.
Hey.
There
we go. Shake it. Hey, baby girl.
Okay, and then after a while, I will shake it.
Okay.
Okay. I will.
Well, good. Then there's a win-win.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.